Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it's Dan Goodstein. Dan, you are the founder of Business Therapist. You're on the web at businesstherapist.org. You also happen to be the head of some organizations. You're the president of IRPA AI. We'll talk about that just a little bit. And also president of Digital Enterprise Institute. You are out there doing good work in the world. Before we get into that, Dan, I'd love to what are you doing outside of work? You know, all your efforts. What do you do when you're on your own? I don't know if you're into anything lately, watching anything that's really good. But anything come to mind?
Yeah, I'm a new boater, so I started the boating journey, which I learned is a journey, in fact, in all senses of the word. This summer is my first one, but enjoying that, and I am getting more and more involved in coaching sports. My kids are seemingly in 100 different sports now, and somehow convinced me to coach. I think all of them, almost all of them. So doing a lot of coaching.
Yeah. What boat did you get? And what is the thing that maybe you heard beforehand, but then when you got the boat, you're like, oh no, it's whatever they're saying about this. Yeah. It's that time. Like anything come to mind that like you were still surprised with after becoming a boat owner?
Yeah, everything. I think it's one of those things where, you have to be, first of all, it's a fairly large boat. I had an opportunity to buy a particular boat, which was probably too big for me as a starter. But so it's a motor yacht. It's got cabins and it's basically like a floating condo. So I had to learn that my controlling nature and my desire to have everything kind of figured out and planned in advance is a useless thing when you have a boat. So you have to learn to kind of go with the flow and deal with situations as they come. I guess it's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah. But so you said you're in Long Island. So obviously you have a dock there. Where do you go to? Do you just kind of putter around or do you actually go off to take a day trip
We've done a couple. There's a lot of great, we're fortunate where we live. The North Shore, Long Island, is a bunch of great places right here in the North Shore. Mm-hmm. So you can go 10 minutes, you can go a couple hours into the city, and we're right across the Long Island Sound from Connecticut, so there's a bunch of places you could do a day trip or a quick overnight too.
Nice. Well, Dan, let's talk about all of your work. And I just kind of high level kind of picked some of the brands that you operate under. Give us an overview of your impact and who you work with and serve.
Yeah, so I started my career as a tech guy. I learned very early on that I was better at the business side of tech than the technical side of tech. And so I got into marketing for big blue chip clients, Microsofts and HPs of the world. Then I kind of landed accidentally in the media business. I ran a bunch of local media companies, newspapers and things for a number of years. And then I was able to kind of marry the two together. I took over the media business of a professional association, which now focuses on AI and automation for large corporates. But what I learned from all of that was, there was a whole bunch of you know, either technical people or just founders of businesses in my local community, startups in the technology community. You know, as a result of COVID in particular, a lot of people just kind of talking about changes in their businesses and business models and all of those things. And I started realizing that some of the learnings I had from working in the corporate world were very impactful to founders and startups and small, medium businesses, local businesses. So I also found I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed kind of, you know, making an impact at a, you know, in a business that was not a, you know, necessarily just a big corporate engine, but, you know, was actually, you know, putting food on someone's table. And so I launched Business Therapist to really focus on that.
Well, in your world, what are the main areas that you see business owners today needing therapy?
Yeah, you know, some of it's just having a community where they can share, vent, learn from others. You know, a lot of us kind of, you know, we inherit a business or we get in a business and you so often are kind of stuck in the day to day working in the business that you never get a chance to kind of zoom out and work on the business. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of kind of, you know, helping people, you know, could be around business management, finance. It could be around, we do a lot around sales, marketing, customer experience, you know, how to really kind of scale the business, I would say is the main kind of common denominator. How do you scale the business? Because it's one thing to operate, a business the same way you've been operating it for 2, 5, 10 years. It's another to, you know, really be able to scale it. And in today's environment with technology, and that's where the technology piece comes in, with technology being what it is, AI, I don't think anybody has the luxury of just keeping their business the way it was a few years ago.
Mm. Well, so what is a business therapist? Like, how are you, what are you doing with your clients?
Yeah. So we have a couple programs that we run around building pipeline, around revamping messaging, around revamping business operations. And then we do coaching. We do ongoing coaching, networking groups for business owners and founders.
Yeah. What is IRPA? IRPA AI?
Yeah, so IRPA AI is a professional association and media company that I also run. It focuses on business and technology leaders, mostly mid and large enterprises who are trying to figure out what technologies they should be leveraging and how they should be leveraging them. In particular, we focus on software automation and AI. So, you know, no surprise, you can't really do much today without seeing the impacts of AI. And so we talk about that and conduct research on, you know, what players are out there, what technologies are out there, what vendors are out there, and how companies can kind of implement AI and automation technologies.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously one of these areas I think you do a lot of work on is going to be the intersection of AI and sales. Do you mind maybe just kind of sharing some observations and best practices that you are seeing? Here we are into the second half of 2025. And mostly, you know, I just want to let, you know, a business owner who might be falling way behind in their tech stack or their, you know, how they operate, you know, to kind of let them know where standards are today.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big topic, obviously, and the bad news of it is that if it's the first time you thought about it, you're behind, right? It's moving very, very quickly. We used to have, you know, on my podcast, we used to talk, you know, every week about predictions for the next 3 years. Now it's like an impossible task. You got to look at predictions for the next 3 months because the world changes every 30 days now. But the good news is that it presents a really big opportunity for business owners on a couple different fronts, right? One is it's never been easier to get access to resources
because of AI, because of how democratized AI is, right? You can have a sales team, you can have marketing, you can have a podcast, you can have operations, finance. There's AI tools for almost every aspect of the business. And so, the challenge we all have as business owners is usually resources and people, and that's becoming less and less of a challenge thanks to some of these AI tools. The other piece is there's never been a better time to kind of accelerate market share. If you're competing with a larger company, it's harder for them to change, right? Big companies take a long time. They're very slow moving. They've got a lot of moving parts. It's very difficult for a large corporation to pivot and change the way that they do things. So that represents an opportunity for, companies that can be, more nimble, more flexible, make changes quicker,
Sure.
and adapt quicker, right?
Well, Dan, maybe let's come up with something specific that our friend that's listening right now, what is something that they could do today? Maybe one or maybe a couple of things.
Yeah, we one of the things that we're really excited about is the as you kind of alluded to, AI for sales, right? If you're a small business owner and you don't have a couple hundred salespeople working for you, how do you go out and reach a lot of people in a short amount of time? And so, we've been leveraging and implementing a bunch of AI tools around the sales process, around finding, leads and prospects out there that are, interested in the services that you provide, doing enough research on them to reach out to them in an intelligent way, not in this like generic automated, spray and pray mass mailing that we've all seen on our LinkedIns and email spam and all that stuff. And then actually doing the outreach at scale. There's a lot of people out there that'll tell you, emailing is dead or telemarketing is dead or now even LinkedIn messaging is dead. But the reality is it's become much more cost effective. If you don't have to have a human being that you're paying, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year to do, you can reach a very large audience in a relatively short and cost-effective way.
Yeah. And so, is there a particular platforms, tools that you'd recommend someone investigate?
Yeah, we have a
Or
tool that
not
we
just a
recommend.
specific, I'm sorry, Dan, not just a specific brand, but maybe a brand category. Like, what could they search or have a conversation with their AI right now to kind of figure out, what they should be adding to their tech stack or again, kind of sales system-wise, they should really look at adapting.
Yeah, there's a couple of different categories. I mean, if they have existing people doing sales, there's a whole bunch of kind of sales assistant things out there, research assistants and things that'll actually, help you write emails, help you do research. But I would look into it's called conversational AI, but AI SDRs, where these are actual agents. If you've heard of kind of agentic AI, these are actual AI agents that do the full tech stack or the full skill set of a human being. They do the research, they find the data, they write the emails, they send the emails, they respond to emails, they do follow up, they do, and then this is where I think technology should play a role, right? They do the stuff that most human beings hate doing, that chasing, that monotonous work, that, making the 1,000 phone calls where you get one call back or one person answering the phone. AI can do that now, which is great.
Yeah. So to our friend that's listening, obviously agentic AI is obviously something that you could help with. Like if they want to set up agents to provide sales support, that's something you can help with.
Yeah, we do AI or human. We help organizations build sales teams and sales strategies, go to market strategy, marketing strategy, revamp their marketing messaging. But in short, yes. If you want to kind of see what's out there from an AI tech stack standpoint, and also figure out kind of how to implement it. You know, we've been We've just been fortunate to, you know, implement a, you know, a few hundred of these. So we know the good, the bad, and the ugly, and can save you some time in Aja. You can save you the time in Aja that I went through doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to our friend, Dan, that is listening right now, you know, obviously they can connect with you, but I you also have resources, right? So what are all the places that someone that's listening to our conversations, they're interested in this subject, how can you help them?
Yeah, go to, like you said, businesstherapist.org. We also have this professional association, which is IRPAAI, IRPAAI.org, which is a research media networking group around technology and AI and automation. And we have a podcast. We have a weekly podcast that we do for more large enterprise, but it's called The Digital Leader Show. And we talk about technology and business topics.
Where do they, the Digital Leader Show, I mean, they could just search for that in their podcast app. Do you have a, what's the best website for that podcast?
Yeah, you could just do, it's IRPAAI.com/podcast.
IRPAAI.com/podcast. Yeah, there it is. Okay. And we have all the links, by the way, to our friend that's listening right now. You can just click in your podcast app so that you can access everything that we've been talking about. Dan Goodstein, again, thank you so much for joining us. Been a great conversation.
My pleasure, Josh. Thanks for having me.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.